Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin, and today we are talking about fibromyalgia and how to heal with fibromyalgia. This is a really exciting topic because this is something that I have talked about for years and years and years and years and years, and I had enough understanding of how the body works and how inflammation works and how neurology works to where I had a really, really good theory about this.
Right.
I never liked the diagnosis. I thought it was, honestly, I thought it was a bunch of, I didn't think it was good to diagnose people with this because of, we'll talk about it.
Right.
But ultimately, the big thing was that I had a theory for where it was coming from and how it was developing. And there's recent research from the Journal of Clinical Rheumatology that's actually proving this theory to be true and showing how hopeful the chiropractic answer to fibromyalgia is.
Which is thrilling. Okay, so first things first, let me take a couple steps back here. Can you talk to me a little bit about what is fibromyalgia?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, let me ask you. So,
yes.
Here's the thing. You're not a clinician.
Right.
But you study health a lot. You're involved in nutrition and exercise. And, you know, we do this podcast. You're married to a chiropractor. And so for someone who's very, very, very knowledgeable about health, if I were to ask you, what is fibromyalgia? Knowing that these people are dealing with pain all over.
Right.
You know, maybe their inflammatory markers are a little higher.
Right.
If you had to take a guess, what would you say it is?
Okay. So when I hear the word fibromyalgia, I immediately think of patients who I've heard express that they have exactly what you said, pain all over their body. I feel like I've heard the word autoimmune come up in conversation in connection with fibromyalgia. It feels very mysterious. It feels like no one really can define it very well, you know, in terms of I think it's, you know, maybe they have high inflammation markers. And so they get it put into the category of fibromyalgia. I'm not quite sure exactly what that looks like, but those are all the things, the buckets, you know, that I know that typically when I've seen a patient before coming with fibromyalgia, it's also very heart-wrenching for me because I'm like, this is a person that's clearly in a lot of pain, clearly have been on a medical merry-go-round of doctors and clinicians and therapies and just all sorts of things, you know, typically by the time we've seen them. And so it seems like it's a very complicated situation.
It is. And that's exactly what's going on is that you just named 6, 7, or 8 different things that these people experience, get diagnosed with, areas where physicians are looking, but there's really no commonality. Nobody's talking about here is what's at the heart of fibromyalgia.
Right.
And that's one thing we want to clear up for you guys today is for you to understand fibromyalgia begins with something.
Right.
And then, yes, there are all these things that you can do holistically and maybe even therapeutically to heal from fibromyalgia, but we got to get to the source of where is it coming from and how do we heal and how do we correct the cause of fibromyalgia? So fibromyalgia is the word I like to use, a big $11 college word is it's a very enigmatic diagnosis, right? It's like very mysterious, kind of hidden. It's challenging. Here's why. Because nobody up until now had an idea of what actually was causing it.
Right.
They knew these people were experiencing pain. So here's the diagnosis standards for fibromyalgia right now is there's a series of points on the body you have to touch. I think there's 20 something of them. And if people have pain in over a certain number of them, it's over 50%, then you can diagnose them as having fibromyalgia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the idea was that these people are having pain kind of systemically, hey, they're inflamed everywhere. They're in pain everywhere. So naturally the idea is, do we look at pain receptors?
Okay.
Are they just more sensitive to pain? Are they highly inflamed?
Yep.
Is there some process or some chemical reaction that's actually damaging tissue in their body all over the place.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Like, is there a chemical toxicity that's happening?
Yep.
Is there a genetic component where these people just like have pain in all these areas?
Right.
So these are the things that we look at. And what we find is there's zero commonality.
Wow.
At all in any of those areas other than you touch them and they're in pain.
Wow. Wow. Which has to be really frustrating, right? I mean, that's a frustrating category to be in. And I'd imagine that maybe if you connect, like if you're a patient that's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and you start connecting with other people that have fibromyalgia and there's a lot, there's probably, you know, like a lot of similarity in that you're all in pain.
Yeah.
But then there's this like not being able to find that commonality of like, what's the deal here? That has to be extremely frustrating.
Yeah. And not everybody's in pain in exactly the same area. So some people, their fibromyalgia is like, it's their neck, it's their shoulders, it's their front of their shoulder, back of their shoulder, anterior chest, behind the shoulder blades, but they might not experience it in the knees or the right. hips or whatever. And other people are like, no, it's both my hips and it's, you know, both my shoulders. And usually with fibromyalgia, in most cases, it is relatively symmetrical.
Okay.
So the vast majority of cases, people are experiencing pain right and left very similarly.
Oh, wow.
Which nothing about our bodies is symmetrical. Everything right. we do is asymmetric.
Right, right.
You know, you put one hand on the steering wheel typically.
Yep.
You put one foot on the gas or brake. You carry a child on one hip. I swing my
forehand in tennis much better than my backhand.
Yeah, right. Right-handed, right. Yep. You know, tennis. You brush your teeth with one hand. You yep. write with one hand, whatever it is. So for the pain to be symmetrical doesn't actually show us that, yeah, it's something that we're doing actively on a daily basis.
That would be causing that. That's interesting. Like if you're like, you know, you can do something like in an athletic injury or just in everyday life where you hit your knee on something and you're like, I hit my knee. I have a knee injury because of that.
Yep.
So this just doesn't make sense, which yeah. is interesting. That's really, that must be exceptionally frustrating.
It is frustrating. What happens is these people tend to end up on OTCs and then eventually they end up on, you know, higher level drugs, steroid drugs, some of these drugs, you know, more recent, which have been shown long-term to create, you know, lots of damage to other organs and tissues in the body and put you at risk of immune competency issues and stuff like that. So once you get this diagnosis, it is not a favorable diagnosis. Not like, oh, like this is something that we can resolve
right.
or that you're going to heal from
right.
or that can even be treated from a medical, you know, prognosis.
Right.
No, here's the interesting thing. Is I think if we go back and we talk about what chiropractic is very briefly, then when we frame this and talk about how fibromyalgia, it really is a chiropractic issue.
Right.
And chiropractic could be the single key to reducing the symptoms of fibromyalgia and helping people heal.
What? That's incredible.
More than anything else.
Let's skip to the end. What are we doing? No, but I understand that. I understand that because listen, there is sometimes where we get put in this box of like, you think you heal everything. You think you treat everything. You yeah. think that every
you mean
condition
as chiropractors.
Yeah. You think that every condition, and it's like, no, we don't treat, heal. We don't do any of that. The body heals.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When you understand chiropractic at its root and at its core and philosophically speaking, then it doesn't matter if it's fibromyalgia, if it's a different autoimmune disease, if it's I was having a conversation this week with a mom who had a herniated disc in her low back and just what that means if you continue going down that road, leaving it untreated and looking, when you start looking at like pain care,
yep.
that gets really scary.
And so with fibromyalgia, let's bring this back. If you look at what we're going to talk about, what's causing this from a chiropractic perspective, we don't heal anything. We don't cure anything. We don't treat anything, right?
Right.
What do? We adjust segments of the spine to remove interference to the nervous system because the nervous system controls everything, including
right.
healing.
Right.
And so if healing's not happening, if you have a condition where you're not healing, the first thing you should do is make sure your nervous system is healthy and the structure and function, the movement, the structure and the function of your spine is not impeding on your nervous system's ability to regulate and control healing.
Right.
Right. So you can have your spine out of alignment, scoliosis or a loss of curvature in the neck. That's going to put tension and stress on the nervous system. It's going to damage the signals and disrupt the communication so that the body can't function normally, which means it doesn't heal normally.
Right.
When it doesn't heal normally, then you're going to end up with something. And so in this case, we're going, all right, is that true in fibromyalgia?
Right.
Because here's what we do know. We do know that when we touch this person on both shoulders, both hips, both areas between their shoulder blades, both areas right above their SI joints and their low back, both areas right above their skull. They're having pain in all these areas.
Right.
Is it reasonable that all of these patients have injuries in all of those areas?
Doesn't seem likely.
No.
Right.
If there was systemic inflammation, would there not be other signs of it or what's going on that aren't necessarily being detected across the board in all these people under blood work? Yeah, sure. That should show up. It's not. So what's going on? And that's the question that chiropractors have been answering for years. And we had a theory and the theory is proving true. So I'm going to share with you guys the theory and then let's talk a little bit about the science.
Absolutely.
So here was the theory. The theory is there's something damaged within the spinal column. And if you know the nervous system well, you know the neck is the primary area that it's likely to happen. Because all the nerve signals that go to all the areas have to go through the neck first. If this problem was occurring in the middle back, they wouldn't have these symptoms in the shoulders or neck.
Right, right.
Right? So the problem's likely happening in the neck. And one of the worst problems you can have in your neck is the curvature of the neck becoming too straight. Because what it does, there was a neurosurgeon named Alf Brigg, and back in the 70s, I believe it was, he did a study showing you lose your neck curvature, your incidence of severe neurological disorders like MS go up wildly.
Wildly,
so
yes.
We suspected these people probably have really terrible neck curvatures.
Right.
So here's what's happening is the brain is sending signals from the brain through the spinal cord down to the body. But at the level of the neck, those signals are being irritated so much that by the time those signals get back to the body or get to the body, there is a discoordinated function happening there. Now the body's perceiving what's happening and it is sending signals back. And those signals might just be like, hey, we're working fine. Hey, your muscles are repairing. Hey, whatever. Right. But again, it has to go back through that interference, right?
Yes.
And as it goes back through that interference, the brain is now interpreting. It's called disafferentation. The afferent nerves, which are the nerves that go from your tissue back to your brain, there's a discoordination. There's a jumbling of the signals. They're right. Stressed. They're aggravated. They're damaged. They're being interpreted wrong because of the interference in the neck. And so what happens is as those signals are going back, then what happens is the brain is interpreting these weird signals as, oh, there's a problem down there, pain.
Right, right, right.
And so it's interpreting it in your brain and you're feeling it, not in your joints. You're feeling it in your brain.
Yes.
As pain.
Yes.
Because there's interference there. What does the brain do? Oh, there's pain in this area. There must be an injury. So let's start an inflammatory cascade.
Yep.
And it starts sending out signals to those joints saying, hey, let's treat this like an injury.
Right, right.
But there is no injury.
Right.
You get an MRI, the joint's not damaged.
Right, right.
You get a CT scan, there's no damage. You get, you know, like you go through all these things.
Which is the medical merry-go-round of the testing of a patient.
And you can put this person under ultrasound treatment, or you can use modalities like EMS, ultrasound, laser therapy.
Right.
And they don't do really well because it's not a localized actual injury to the tissue.
Right.
It's a misinterpretation of signals that are going back to the brain. Now, I'm going to say that's theory.
Right, right.
That's theory. That's the chiropractic answer or theory that's called subluxation, that when there's interference to the transmission of these signals, that the body is not able to interpret them properly, and therefore there is a discoordination of function that happens as a result.
Right, right. And the body's always conspiring on your behalf, right? And so it's trying, like it's getting that signal of pain. And so it's trying to do the right thing, right? It's trying to help that inflammatory process happen around it. But obviously there's that disconnect that's happening. I see exactly what you're saying.
So if you have a family member that has fibromyalgia, here's where the science comes in. And this is great. So fibromyalgia patients, frequently what we find out is unfortunately they also have bad lifestyle habits.
Right.
Not all of them, but right. Some of them. And so, you get people off of Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, and you get them eating foods that are natural and not processed. Get them off of bad fats like trans fatty acids, and you get them drinking more water instead of, alcohol. And you move down this road, and they heal better. Why? Because all of those things support healing. They support health, and they aggravate our body less. Most of those things, if we reverse them, we become more anti-inflammatory.
Right. Right.
However, there are people who still have a lot of pain.
Yes.
And so what we realize is even though all those factors contribute to our health, they don't control our health.
Yes. So oh, this is going to get good.
What controls our health?
Yes. Yes.
You've been married to me.
The nervous system.
Yeah. So,
which, hey, listen, don't get off of this so quick, because this is so paramount when you have somebody who's coming in and they're saying to you, like maybe you're in a group of people, you know, you have this fibromyalgia diagnosis and you have somebody coming at you and they're like, you got to go see a chiropractor. And then you have somebody else coming at you, you go, no, it's your nutrition.
Well,
we actually have
an employee with Max Living.
Yes.
Who has been with us for a while now, and he's learning things and he's, you know, understanding the principle. When I say Max Living, not in our office, in the corporate office.
Right.
And this guy's in the corporate office and he's not even a chiropractor, but he's so passionate about what he's seeing that he's like, my mom has fibromyalgia. I know you could help my mom.
Right.
My mom sees a chiropractor, but he doesn't look at the body the way you guys do. He hasn't taken x-rays. He doesn't, he's not a Max Living chiropractor. And listen,
right,
we're not anti-chiropractic. That's not Max Living.
Right.
We believe that chiropractic is kind of like pizza.
Yes.
You know, when it's great. And when it's bad, it's still pretty darn good.
Still good.
So we believe in chiropractic, but there is a systematic clinical approach that we use with Max Living that's designed around corrective chiropractic care.
Absolutely.
And that focuses on the neurology and how to get you healing really well. And that being said, it's systematic, it's predictable,
yes,
and it requires x-rays, it requires home care. In order to turn a condition like fibromyalgia around, you have to have someone who's certified in these techniques. Have to.
Yes.
If you're going to your average chiropractor, they might get lucky and move some things around. You might get some relief,
right,
but you have to have a systematic approach.
Right.
So this employee knows this and he's like, I can't wait for you guys to do this episode because my mom needs to hear this.
This one's for you,
she's
my lady.
She's seen a chiropractor.
Yep.
She's trying to do the right things. Could she change her diet? Absolutely. Does she need to quit smoking cigarettes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
Like, you can't complain about fibromyalgia and smoke cigarettes.
Right.
Like that's like, I want to lose weight, but I'm not willing to give up my ice cream every night.
Right.
You know,
right,
like it just doesn't work that way.
Yes. Yep. The math doesn't add up. Right.
It doesn't mean you never get to eat ice cream.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if a smoker gets all the way down to one cigarette a day from 20, like I'm not saying
bravo
smoking the
you.
One's great,
right,
but like
right,
smoke one cigarette a day for the rest of your life.
Right. Way better
and
than
skip
20.
The 19.
Right. Skip
you know
the
what
19.
I mean? So let's
absolutely,
like, let's be honest about this. However, there are people out there and we have one even corporately that's reached out to us and said, please do this episode that you were talking about.
Absolutely.
And I need to send this to my mom. So you're right. There are people out there.
This is a good point too. If you have a family member, yourself, someone you love, struggling with a condition, struggling with something that you want us to specifically talk about and do an episode on, absolutely. Go right in. Go to maxliving.com. Contact us. Reach out. They will figure out a way to get us that message. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we are happy to do an episode on whatever the things that are in front of you that you guys are struggling with. But this particular is good.
This actual topic came out of, we just did an inflammation workshop in our offices. Some of them are doing it here December 6th, 7th, 8th, et cetera.
Right.
But out of the inflammation workshop, one of the common questions is, well, how about fibromyalgia? So we
yes,
went to doing the research. Well, here's the research. You ready for
yes,
this?
Yes, I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
This is interesting because of a couple of reasons. This is not chiropractic research. When I say that, I mean it's not published in a chiropractic journal.
Wow.
This research was published in the Journal of Clinical Rheumatology.
Okay.
Rheumatology is when people have problems with their joints, such as arthritis.
Right.
When there's certain conditions that just destroy joints. And so this was published in the Journal of Clinical Rheumatology. And what's really neat about this is not old. It's actually very new. It was published on November 3rd, 2022.
We're coming out with you the latest stuff. This
yeah,
is exciting.
Yeah, when we do this research, like we're literally looking for not necessarily always the newest.
Right.
We're looking for the best research.
Yes.
And what we found is that there's new research that just came out that is literally just earth-shattering in terms of what is going on with fibromyalgia. We finally got them to look in the right direction. So here's the objective. They said, a straight cervical spine, that's your neck, is underappreciated and often overlooked, finding in fibromyalgia. The aim of this medical records review study was to evaluate the curve of the neck on the radiographs of patients who had fibromyalgia and to see if there was a connection. So as chiropractors, we've talked about this connection for years.
Right.
And we've talked about the fact that we think that people who have fibromyalgia don't actually have a condition called fibromyalgia.
Right.
That at the root cause of it is that they have an injury to their nervous system, and the symptoms of it are manifesting in what we call fibromyalgia.
Right.
The symptoms of fibromyalgia. So how did they do this? This was not small. This was a consecutive series of 270 x-rays of the cervical spine, which is the neck in patients, from 2015 to 18. So it was a three-year study of over 270 radiographs or x-rays of the person's neck. They used a specific measurement called the Cobb angle. And what they found was in 150 of the patients, they met the criteria for fibromyalgia.
Right.
Whereas 115 had other rheumatic diseases who were similar. And so we had our, you know, control group. We have our fibromyalgia group.
Right.
Now we can conduct the study. And what they did was they measured the curvatures of the patients in both groups.
Right.
The curvatures of their cervical spine. So we have often likened the cervical spine and the curve into it's shaped like a C. Think about a banana.
Right.
And
yes.
You, our kids, every time I say banana, they always go, banana, because of
of the Minions.
The Minions. Banana.
That's right.
So I can't say without thinking about that. But imagine the banana.
Right.
And the banana, the skin of the banana represents the ligaments that hold the spine in its position, right? And then the inside of the banana represents the spinal cord. So if you take the outside and the structural thing that's holding the vertebra in place,
right,
the canal is inside the vertebra. If those ligaments get damaged enough where those vertebra can now move in an abnormal position, what happens if you bend that banana backwards?
Right. Oh, gosh.
You smash the spinal cord and you stretch it and you bend it and you twist it. And like that banana inside is just mush, right?
None of my kids are eating that.
Well, that's what's happening when we bend the cervical spine in the wrong direction. It's not just that we're smashing it or whatever. Although we can, that's called stenosis.
Right.
When a vertebra moves out of alignment so much that it smashes the spinal canal.
Wow.
So that happens. Discs can become inflamed and they can swell so much that they smash the spinal cord.
Okay.
But really what happens in most cases is when that curve goes the wrong way, that curve reverses and it starts stretching the spinal cord. So imagine you're taking a rubber band and stretching it. What happens to the diameter of the rubber band?
Right.
It gets thinner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
As you pull it this way,
yep,
the rubber band, due to the elasticity of the tissue, it gets thinner, and the same thing happens to your spinal cord. The research from Alf Brigg back in the 1970s showed that the spinal cord, when you stretch it and you straighten the neck out, it shrinks by 25%.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So it was supposed to be 100%. Now it's 75% of what it should have been.
Right.
Well, here's what we found out. Here's the conclusion. Most patients with fibromyalgia share an abnormality in common that is verifiable by an x-ray. So what they're saying is most fibromyalgia patients, 83.2%, share something in common, and that is they have a very, very bad problem in their neck that is identified on x-ray. They have a loss of curvature. What they found was in the healthy population, seemingly healthy, asymptomatic,
right,
that they had a curvature of about 21 degrees, okay, all the way down to about 7 degrees. So they had this range.
Right.
Your neck curve is supposed to be 45 degrees.
45 degrees.
So
they're
healthy people.
Right.
At best had neck curves of 23 degrees.
Right. Right.
If you're a patient in our office, you do not want that neck curve.
No, you do not. Absolutely not.
But their normal study group, so 13.8 plus 7 is about 21, all the way down to 13.8 minus 7, which is about 7 degrees. So from 21 to 7 degrees was the normal asymptomatic people.
Right.
The fibromyalgia patients had a curve of 6.4 plus 5, so that's 11, all the way down to 6.4 minus 5, which is 1. So their neck curvatures on average were 7 degrees worse than the normal people.
So that differential made the difference in this diagnosis of fibromyalgia.
Oh, yeah. Like, 7-degree difference is measurable. It's objective. And it was 84% or more of them had at least that amount of loss. Now, outside of the 84%, some of them might have only had a 6 or a 5 degree more loss.
Right.
They didn't fall into that plus or minus.
Right.
But we saw that 84% of them fell into that and that they had this significant loss of curvature more than what's normal. But what's interesting is the normal group had a loss of already 50%.
Oh my gosh, right?
They had 21 degree curves at best, and they should have 43 degree curves in their neck.
Right. And the first thing that comes to mind when I hear you say this is that I remember my first visit in a chiropractic clinic it was actually in your brother's chiropractic clinic up in Michigan. And I remember getting my x-rays done, and I remember my neck curve was a negative 23 degree neck curve. And what I sit here when I'm hearing
you
say that, so you
had lost all the 45 degrees of neck curve that you should normally have.
Yes.
So it was supposed to be shaped like a C, open to the back, just so people listening can understand this. And then what happens is it's straightened out completely. So that's minus four. That's a 45 degree loss.
Right.
And then it went in the other direction. Another, how many degrees you say it was?
It was a negative 26 degrees.
Negative 20 something degrees. So you had a 60 plus degree deviation from what's normal. Or to put that in other terms, if 45 is 100% of what it should be, and right, you lost it all,
right,
and then you went another 20-something degrees in the wrong direction, that means you were over 150% loss of your normal curvature.
Absolutely. And that was 15 years ago, right? That was 15, 16 years ago. So when I hear this right now, I'm thinking, had I lived with that? And listen, there's a beautiful ending to that story, right? Is that after my first round of correction, then I saw, you know, I saw that I now had a positive, and now
correction meaning chiropractic
care. After my first round of corrective chiropractic care, I had a positive neck curve. I remember I was in the, you know, teens, I believe, after that. And then as I continued with chiropractic care over the years, we restored the full correct neck curve. Yeah. Right.
And with, so that happened, remember, so the audience may not know this, but like you went through a pretty severe car accident.
Yes.
You went through the window,
yes,
of a car.
Yes.
So, you know, people sometimes going through car accidents, and here you were 16 involved in a severe car accident.
Right.
And then you're 20, what, 3-4 years old?
I was 22.
22 years old.
Yeah.
And at 22 years old, you didn't associate any of the problems that you may or may not have been having with your neck, nor did you know that your neck was in the wrong direction 150%.
No, absolutely.
When would you have found that out?
I mean, never. Unless somebody that I loved would have come to me and said, hey, yeah, you got to go see a chiropractor. If I wouldn't have met you, God knows where,
yeah,
I'm at.
Yeah, at some
when
point
I'm
in time,
hearing
your neck would have become so damaged, you could have been a fibromyalgia patient.
Absolutely. That is 100% where I was going with this, is that if listening to you say that, it brings me back to that, and it makes me realize that I was a perfect candidate to end up, if I would have done nothing, if I would have never seen a chiropractor, if I would have never got that corrected, if I would have never stayed in that clinic for an extended period of time, to have to be able to, you know, it takes time.
Yeah.
Healing takes time.
Well,
it takes time to correct
that
spine.
And here's one of the cool things. You had really bad vision for years. And as you started getting your neck corrected, do you remember you went in and you actually had an eye exam, and it was one of the first times in years that your prescription had gotten better, not worse?
Yeah, it had gotten better, not worse. Absolutely. But today I would be a perfect candidate to sit here and say, I have a fibromyalgia diagnosis. I would be a perfect candidate to sit here today and say, I have an MS diagnosis. I would be a perfect candidate today here to sit and say to you that I had any number of these awful diagnoses that would be terrible and life-changing. And what I'm sitting here today is a testament that chiropractic changed the course of the direction that my life took. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's not, if you have that diagnosis currently and you've lived for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it's never too late.
Yeah. And here's the thing. So how did they determine this? And this is important. They determine this by x-rays, radiographs.
Right.
So your chiropractor could be adjusting you, and he could be doing the right thing for your fibromyalgia. But if he doesn't take a radiograph or an x-ray to even know that you have this extreme loss of curvature, then how does he know what to do to get you where you want to go? If you take x-rays now, you take x-rays in 6 months, you can see the progress, ideally, of where you're going. You should be able to see measurable change. If your chiropractor has corrective techniques in their back pocket to get you there, your x-rays should look different.
Right.
Here's the interesting thing. In fibromyalgia patients, you ready? The loss of curvature in the neck measured on x-ray was 6.5 times greater than in the control subjects.
Wow.
So the control subject, 50% of the control subjects had they had a 50% loss of curve, right? On average, that's what
right.
we talked about. The fibromyalgia patients had a 7.8% curvature in their neck. So they had lost whatever that is, 90-something percent of their
right.
normal neck curvature,
right.
where the others had only lost 50-something percent of their normal neck curvature. So a straight neck without other x-ray abnormalities, they said, may be a major anatomical abnormality in fibromyalgia that has gone unnoticed up until today. It may assist in the diagnosis as well as suggested increase in muscle tension / pressure could be an etiology. So what they're telling you is subluxations of the spine and loss of your neck curvature may be one of the best measurable things we have right now to know where this is coming from. And I think that points to what should the treatment be?
Right. Chiropractic care.
So
corrective chiropractic care.
I think that this is huge and it's paramount, and there's so many people suffering from this, and the drugs that are out there, they offer so much false hope because they never correct the cause of the problem. If they're not working at restoring this neck curve, they're not getting to the cause. So you may feel better for a short period of time, but what we know is the longer you take a drug, the more you adapt to it.
Absolutely.
Eventually you have to take more of the drug.
Right.
You keep taking enough of these drugs, it destroys other processes in your body. Your liver has to filter those drugs. All of a sudden, the drugs start doing damage to you.
Right.
And now you have two problems you have to heal from, not just one.
Right.
Now you have to heal from the fibromyalgia and the damage to your tissues and liver, et cetera.
Absolutely.
And so this just is not a sustainable, viable outcome or treatment for this. Chiropractic is not a treatment, period. We're not trying to treat fibromyalgia. We're trying to correct your neck curvature and get pressure off your nervous system.
Right.
Your body heals and your body is designed to heal. So
it's a beautiful thing. And you know what I love about this is that there are patients right now in our clinics across America, in hundreds of Max Living clinics across America, who have worked hard to correct curvatures of their spine, to keep motion in their spine. And these are fibromyalgia diagnoses that will never happen because of that. And if you're someone who is under care and you're just starting care, keep going.
That's so good. So I think that's something we don't think about. Like all these patients that have fibromyalgia, they didn't necessarily have fibromyalgia at one point, right? They were kids one day. They were playing, they're riding bikes or whatever. But later on in life, they developed this condition called fibromyalgia. So there are patients who are patients of ours who are coming in, and maybe they're coming in for headaches or neck pain. Maybe they're coming in because they were just referred by their mom or dad who started care in our office and wanted to get adjusted. But when we restore these neck curvatures, we see straight necks on kids all the time.
Right.
And if we restore these curvatures and these kids get better, these are future potential fibromyalgia patients who will never, ever, ever end up with fibromyalgia.
Absolutely.
And that's what's beautiful, is the best thing in chiropractic isn't the stuff that heals. It's when patients, if we were able to adjust kids and adults and everybody from cradle to grave, the best part of chiropractic would be the things that never happen.
Absolutely.
That never happen and never have to happen, because they're following a principle and understand a principle of how they heal more than just waiting till they get a diagnosis and treating a condition.
Absolutely. And if you have that diagnosis, you know how it feels. Get into a chiropractic clinic. Go to maxliving.com/locations. Find a clinic near you. Get in. Get your first get your first appointment in that office. Get yourself on the road to healing and to feeling great. Tell your family. Tell your friends. Get people that you know and you love into offices so that they don't have to experience that either.
That's awesome. This has been another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Until next week, we'll see you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/location.